Gemara Daf Vav Amud Beis discusses the Mekoiris for the Sukkah and presents a little bit higher. I didn't have it because I wanted to jump into the third wall. The Machlokes Tanoim between Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon about how many walls a Sukkah should have. Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that it should have three and a little bit. And Rabbanan are of the opinion that it should have two in a little bit. And the Gemara explains that they have drushes coming on to their opinions. But everyone agrees that that additional wall, whether it's the fourth or the third, is only going to be a tefach, that the Azaloch Mosh Misinai, that Shlish is Hafilu Tefach, and that's the way we pass in according to Mandamer, Shlish is Hafilu Tefach, that the third wall is a tefach. Just like Rabbo said, those of you that weren't here, the dimensions of a sukkah are as follows. The wall of a sukkah in height has to be 10 tefachim high, which we've been going with Rav Moshe's Mahalach, Rav Schechter's version of Rav Moshe's Mahalach, which is that every tefach is 33.6 inches, which ultimately comes out to be 3 feet high for the height of a sukkah. The width of a sukkah is based on sugyas that we learned earlier, is based on the amount that a person can fit rosho v'rubo v'shulchano, which is calculated out to be zayin al zayin tvachim, 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim. Machloikis between the Bach versus the Magen Avraham and the Taz, whether or not that has to be squared, or could it be rectangular, one longer than the other, and can you just have the area of 7 by 7? That's a machloikis. Machlek is really in Gersalus and the Rishonim that we had on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. So that's just in terms of the dimensions that you need to know, that the width is 7 in totality, and 2 walls, bottom line according to Rabbanan, and the third is even a tefach. So now the Gemara asks, let's analyze that third wall. Let's understand where we're placing and how we're dealing with that third wall. Voisei tefach heichan ma'amido. Where do you place that third tefach? That tefach on the third wall. Amar Rav ma'amidoi keneged hayoytze. So Rav says you put it on one, connecting to one of the walls in an adjacent manner, either in the bottom picture or the one on top of it, like you have in the Gemara, and that's the way you'll have a protrusion from one of the 2 walls. The 2 walls are what's called in halacha kemin gam. They are at a right angle, that they are connecting to each other. And now you're going to have a little tefach that's going to be on the third wall, and that's going to be your sukkah. You'll have schach on top of that. Amar le Rav Kahana Rav Asi. So Rav Kahana and Rav Asi challenged Rav. Le Rav, v'yamidenu kineged roish tur. Why are you putting it in a straight way at the end of that adjacent wall? Isn't it better to put it in some weird language that's called a Rosh Tur? Rashi tells us that this language of Rosh Tur is a borrowed language coming from the way a field is plowed and is therefore telling us a direction from some other usage of that word. But ultimately, Rashi tells us that it is going to be in a diagonal, in an alachson, in a diagonal fashion, ba'alachson. Whether it's in the alachson of wall A or wall B, wouldn't that be better? Now, why is the Gemara suggesting that this would be better? Understand, the Gemara, the halacha Moshe Sinai, is that your third wall could be a tefach. Why is the Gemara even assuming that we should diagonal the wall? So Rashi says, Rosh Shur b'mektzayat tzvaynis ma'arovis ba'alachzayin oy mizrachis drumas, not mattering which direction you're on, k'shachitz ma'arovis tzvaynis dinira, says Rashi, why? What was driving these Amoraim to challenge that? Dinira noita lebeiz mechitzas umichsi ka'arba mechitzas. Says Rashi, like I said to one of you guys in Seder, yeah, it's my man. Rabbi Yisai, if I have to, if I'm in Eretz Yisrael and I say, "Tagid li eich ani magia la zeh," and he says, "Taseh tazeh ve'azeh," yeah?
What does that mean? He goes, Tase, Taze, Vaze. That's the directions. Yashar, Ve, Yamina. Right? Taze, Vaze. So, Lamaisa, if I'm a Chacham, so if I have the capability, right? If I know my way around the Eretika and Tiv, right? So what I do, I'm just going to cut through. I'm just going to go diagonal, right? So by definition, says Rashi, a diagonal, right, in a certain way and with a certain perspective is taking care of two directions, right? Think about it in the sukkah, Rabbi Yisai. If I have a sukkah like this, right, and be'etzem, I want to cover this. I want to somehow make it that I can visually, virtually have two more walls to make it how many walls, Rabbi Yisai? Arba mechitzas, to have four walls. So says Rav Ami and Rav Asi, right? This will be your best way. That's four walls, right? Rabbi Yisai, this is very, very important, not only for Hilchos Sukkah, but for Hilchos Shabbos. Comes out according to this, based on this Cheshbon and this Gemara, you could have three walls, and you just basically created yourself to be Rosh Hashayach. Or let's say I have something like this. This is, you'll see when you guys learn Erevin, you learn Machlekes Chazanish and Mishnah Brura about three walls, diagonals, you'll see it's all coming from this idea that if you curve it and you're somehow making four walls through that diagonal. It's all based on the lumdas that we're saying. Now, I just have one basic question, everybody, that I don't have an answer to yet. But I want you to remember this question. But we're not going to talk about it now. What's bothering me, everybody say? What's bothering me?
Why do they want to account for two walls? Because then that makes four, but Chacham said you only need three walls.
Excellent. What's your name?
Jacob.
Before everybody said at the beginning, I'm going to have to get to know your names, then I'm going to know your names better than you. Jacob's asked a bomb kasha. What in the world is going on? Who said anything about four walls in a sukkah?
It's better to have four than three.
Mehechi teisi.
You have to make your bias, no? In case you're going to do it, your bias is four walls.
Really?
And normally.
Chazal, tell me. So now you're going to be an apikurus and tell me it's better to have walls that go all the way up to the top than to have good asik?
Maybe.
If you're the Ron, you might say that, actually. Yeah. Mapiton. Chazal, tell you how many walls is a bias. Maisa, we have to find out if there are makurs that are sailing with Ezra. He's not an apikurus. He has what he's basing himself. But I just don't want him to say svaras, stam svaras. I want to base up. Rabbi Yisai, what Ezra is trying to tell you, and what we're developing over here, is that there might be a tremendous yisoy just in the Gemara over here. I have a kasha for you. You have two options. You can make a sukkah with three walls or with four walls. Anyone tells you that sukkah with three walls is puzzle, don't eat from his cooking. Seriously. That's a big problem. But if someone tells you, like Ezra's saying, there might be certain svaras and certain reasons, and certain halachas and certain shiurim, and certain cases, that four walls might be better than three walls, whoa, let's talk about that. And this is not such a popular subject, but just from reading and being medayik from the Rashi, you see that there's such an inyan. We have to elaborate on that, and we have to explain. Yeah?
Even though the chachma behind the diagonals that can cover two, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's automatically two. I mean, at the end of the day, it really is only one. So, yeah, it's going in, it's covering both directions, but you could still probably make the argument it's still only three.
It is only three, you're right. But clearly, Rav Ami and Rav Asi were driven. They had a kasha. They said, make it like this. So my kasha is why? What do you gain? So maybe they're saying that there might be something beneficial with having four, and therefore I'm going to only kasha the sukkah, the tefach, that way. Yeah.
Wait, is it possible that they could be saying that the third wall, like with the diagonal, is as if the sukkah is actually four? Instead of saying, because we know they're both kosher three and four.
I think that is what they're saying.
So
then the question is why?
I'm saying.
So the Gemara, yeah. The question is why? Where do we get a mucker for four walls? We've never seen that before until today. But we will see other makaris about this. And that will have halach lemais and nafkaminos, and we'll have potential chumras in situations of people who put up certain chumras to try to be machmir, that whatever, I can't explain. We'll get to it.
Itmar nami. Oh, so sorry, I missed the big word. Shasik. What does shasik mean, Rabbi Yisai? It was quiet. So I don't remember who. Someone came over to me and you came over to me? So someone came over to me in Seder and said, oh, Max. Max came over and said to me and said, bottom line, so what happened? What was the end of the story? Shasik, he was quiet. Did he buy it or did he not? So Rabbi said, the Ritva has a long arichas over here. And it's a machlekes rishayim. The Balamor, the Ramban, all the rishayim discuss it. It's not clear when he was shasik, if he was quiet because he didn't want to answer back to him. And sometimes you have in shas, the Ritva goes to different examples, that you have an argument, and sometimes the other guy was quiet, but his quietness is just because he didn't want to be mesiachas to it, but he argued, he didn't agree with him. And sometimes you have what halachic principle, Rabbi Yisai? Shtika kehoda, that the fact that he was quiet demonstrates that he actually holds of the other person. So it's actually, where's in Kedushin? Oh, right, by Amira, that's right, Mishasik, right. So the Gemara says, right, that shtika kehoda, right? So the Rishonim have a machlokes how to get the conclusion. But Rabbi Yisai, many of the Rishonim hold that he was not moideh, and your tefach can be straight. Why? Based on the hemshech legemara. It's marnami amar Shmuel mishmid Levi ma'amidoy keneged ayoyte. Says the Ritva. What do you mean? The Gemara continues and quotes more amuram and more amuram, and that what? That went with the first mahalach. If the Gemara continues and the progression of the Gemara is that it's keneged ayotze, the pashtus hadvarim is that even the person who was quiet was not necessarily moideh. Otherwise, the Gemara would say he was being chayzer. The fact that the Gemara was going like the original opinion sounds like he was not. He was still arguing. The chayin meirin be medrasha, and that's what the base medrash holds. That's what the olam hayeshivas tain is. That the tefach has to be straight. Amidei keneged ayotze. Yeah.
How often do Rav and Shmuel agree? They agree. Don't they most of the time they argue?
Yeah, they argue a lot. Yeah, right. It's a good aura.
Is there like one of those things that...
I don't think they're a klalim. I don't remember a Gemara saying a klalim, but like Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, that's more who we paskin like, but I don't think that there's a klal about when they agree.
Is there one in Arbit Sotem?
That what?
It says that that we hold like all the chumras of one and all the tools of the other.
Of Rav and Shmuel.
Yeah.
No, there are klolim about how to paskin Rav and Shmuel. I mean, the Gemara says, halacha k'rav b'isurei, and halacha k'shmuel b'memoyne. Any shaylan dine mamanis b'bakam b'mitzi b'basra. Right, Morty? That's halacha like Shmuel. But in Isser v'heter, it's going to be like Rav. But he was shaking his head. You heard me. Right?
Shaking my head.
Yeah. Right there. So Zok the Gemara, Rav Simon v'yitamer Rav Yoshia ben Levi, Amar oisa loy tefach sheichik. Rabbi said, there's another sugya in Erevin. Very important sugya, Rabbi said. There are two ways of configuring a tefach. Tefach, everyone learns right when they're a child, is how much, Rabbi said? Fist. But how you make a fist? A tight fist? Like you're going to beat me up? A fist? I asked my father-in-law last night when I was at his house. If you punch the guy in the face in the football game, Is that a tackle? So he told me everything that's in the face is illegal. Is that right? But if I would punch him in the stomach, it would be mutter?
Yeah.
Yeah? Why? What's that called?
You can't punch someone.
Unnecessary roughness. Yeah.
There's a halacha called no punching? And no kicking?
No.
So I'm allowed to kick?
If the guy has the ball.
He told me you can't trip.
You can trip when he has the ball. Yeah,
you could trip him. There's
a guy has a ball and I'm trying to tackle him. Can I punch him in the stomach?
No.
Why not?
Punch.
Why not?
No way. Punch.
Has anyone cleared this chakira? Biter. So the Gemara says, "Umamidoi pepachos mishloishet tefachim samach l'doif." Zok the Gemara, this tefach. Has to be not anywhere, and not what you originally assumed, that it's adjacent to the wall. Zok the Gemara, no, different. It has to be pachos mishloishet tvachim samach l'doifen, and also what? It's tefach sheichik. So sorry, that's why I was talking about the fist. Why? What's tefach sheichik, Rabbi Yisai? What's the difference between a stam tefach and a tefach sheichik? Loose. You get a lot of more area when your fingers are not connected. Every little bit counts. Everybody say this could be a kosher or a pasul sukkah. We have to know. Sometimes it could be a shaila of a third of an inch. You know what I'm saying? It could be really tiny. And you put it within three of the wall. Not adjacent to the wall, you put it within three. Why do you put it within three of the walls? Dr. Rashi, samach la'achas hadfanos, either one of the walls. You don't put it directly adjacent like we originally assumed. Upachos migimel, why? Because there's halacha l'moshe b'Sinai. Anyone who hasn't been here, listen up. What's halacha l'moshe b'Sinai? Anything within three is considered kisasim, it's considered closed up, it's kalavud. There's halacha l'moshe b'Sinai within three tvachim, we close that opening up, and it's considered satum. Kol halavud kisatum dami. V'havi le'ke mechitza shel dalid, and now it's like a wall of four. U'meshach sukkah shiva, and you have the width of a sukkah that is seven because of the other walls, and that's the dimensions necessary of a sukkah. The halacha l'moshe b'Sinai is that the third wall does not have to go the entire seven tfachim, and therefore you have your three-walled sukkah. Everyone with me? Everyone clear?
Is it still diagonal?
What?
Is it still diagonal?
No.
It's not diagonal.
That's the machlekes. I was telling you that the Ritva says that it's machlekes rishonim. So if you hold that Rav's shtika was that he was arguing, like the Ritva thinks the Pashas of the Gemara, that the argument stayed, then it could be straight. And the diagonal is not long. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't have to answer Ezra's and Jacob's question. What was even the Havamin? What was the Tzad? And is there any Tzad? And are there going to be any halachas and situations or any Magen Avrams that say that there might be a difference, or a Tosfos on Daf Tezayin that say that there might be a difference between a four-world sukkah and a three-world sukkah? I didn't say anything. Weiter. Rektorana Meir de Gakasha. I don't understand. But at the end of the day, okay, I got it. Make sure you have a wider tefach plus, because you're not closing your fist, Ben, and you're going to put it within three. Says the Ran, why do you need a wider tefach? Why can't you have the fist that's just a tefach mitzumtzum, a restricted tefach? Why? In fact, the Ran, the alpha gavde b'tefach kol duhu. Again, Rabbi Yisai, I told you. I didn't tell you. I told some of you. But remember this. Whenever the Rishonim start with an Afal Gav, that's an implied question. That is tantamount to saying, Mihu Teima, Kasha. The Ran has a Kasha. What's the Ran? What's bothering the Ran? The Afal Gav, that even though, meaning he's bothered, the Betefach Kolduhu Ikaroiv Doifen, that if you really have just a straight up Tefach, nothing added, then what? I add that to Lovewood. I add that to what? To 3 Tvachim, to 2.9 Tvachim, to quote Jeremy Globerman. I add that to 2.9 Tvachim, Rabbi Yisai, then what? How large is my size of my sukkah, Rabbi Yisai? What are the dimensions of a sukkah have to be? 7 by 7. So now, says the Ran, take a straight up Tefach, without the Shochik, without more air, without the open fist, straight up tefach plus 2.9999999. What do you have? Sektoran. What do you have? Ik roiv doifen. So now I have a roiv doifen. Why do I have a roiv doifen, Rabbi Yisai? Because I have 3.9999999999. 3.9999999999 is more than what? What's half of 7? 3.5. So if I have... It could be 3.6. I just wanted to say 9 a lot of times. But everybody said it could be 3.6. If you want it, if you go to the math majors here and they figure out how to get that number, so then you'll figure it out. But everybody said, so ask the Ran, straight up tefach. What do you need tefach sheichik for? The whole Gemara makes no sense. The whole Gemara makes no sense. Everyone understand the Ran's kasha? Reif Dyphen. If you have Reif Dyphen, you're great. You have Lovud. I'll take the cloud of the Gemara of Lovud, and you apply it to Reif Dyphen, you'll be fine. Says the Ran, you're right. I have to introduce you to a new halacha. It's not sufficient just for you to have roiv doifen. Why? By definition, if a wall is acting as a wall, and there isn't an area, a makum chashuv, of dalit tfachim, it's not a wall. Dr. Ran, afilu hachi, that's his answer, that's the yesh loimar, batzer mi'arba loy chashuv b'shum dochto. Less than 4 tochim is not a chashid makom.
Rabbi Sait, someone tell me how I know this Ran is true. What other area of halacha tells me that to be a chashuv makom, it's got to be four tefachim? If it's not a makom dalet al dalet, it's not a chashuv makom.
Mezuzah
is dalet amis. Good, yeah. Shazayachid. Shazayachid has to be at least four tefachim. If it's less than four tefachim, Rabbi Sait, it is what halacha, Rabbi Sait? It's a... Rabbi Sait, you guys ever hear, what happens if you have something in your pocket and you're walking down Amsterdam Avenue or you're walking down a Rosh HaRabim, walking down Ocean Parkway, and you don't hold the air, and you have something in your pocket? Maybe we should give a Tuesday halacha about this. What? So the Svarim say that if you can, some say it'll tell you to throw it out, but the Svarim say, because that's going to be a hanacha. Others say the best thing is to put it in what's called la halacha a makom p'tur. What's a makom p'tur? There's a makom p'tur, the Gemara says in Shabbos, there's just an area that just doesn't have dimensions. It's just a makom that you're putter for. What does it mean, your makom that you're putter for? The top of a fire hydrant. Anyone ever hear that? You should put it on top of a fire hydrant? Why? What's unique about a fire hydrant, Rabbi Sait? It's got no width. You put a key, or you put a quarter, or you put whatever you're going to put, your bag of cookies, on top of a fire hydrant. That's not a makom dalet al dalet. So you didn't do a hanocha on Shabbos, because that area has no chashivas. So the Ran saying also in Sukkah, it's all one sugya. Also in Sukkah, to be considered a makom la'alocha, it's got to be a wall of a makom chashiv. What's a wall of a makom chashiv? One above 3.9999999. That's why I didn't use 3.6. Four tefachim. That's why the Gemara was saying, I need tefach shayfik. And I need more than just a tefach. I can't just rely on rov. Good? Ooh. Was there Arklan Air? Kedalik. Thank you. Name again?
Khalid
Wick. Excellent. So that's the Ran. Frekti Aruch Lener, Gevaldik Akash, Rabbi Sait, listen up, this is going to be a Shas Aruch Lener. This is not only connected to Sukkah, it's connected to the rest of Shas. Aval Kashali, I was so excited when I found this Aruch Lener. Aval Kashali, Kaven de Kaimon Bechol Mokom, de Rubo Kakulo, Imkein Acher de Gamrinan Halochlo Meshivisinai de Lovud, Leinian Ma Osi Hilchasa, the shlishis afilu tefach. What did the Aruch Lener just ask? Says, I got it. I understand how you just explained the whole Gemara. I got everything, right? But again, says the Aruch Lener, I got to understand how these announcements and these dinim that were taught from Moshe Rabbeinu in next week's parsha, Parshas Yisro, right? Maimed Har Sinai. When he came down and he started talking about Sukkah, so what did Moshe Rabbeinu say? He said, you have to have the third wall, halacha l'mishmisina, that could only be a tefach. You don't need a whole wall. You don't need an entire wall. You just need a tefach. And everyone responded, wow, unbelievable. I would have thought you needed three real walls, and that's not true anymore. Sukta Archanir, I don't understand. But we had to have the conversation, and Moshe Rabbeinu had to make that big maimed and be mechadish a chidish nifla ad lema'oid, that what? That the third wall is only a tefach. Says the Choroner, why did he need to teach me that? I don't need that al chumash v'sim. I could have figured that out on my own through something else that Moshe Rabbeinu taught me at Har Sinai. What else did Moshe Rabbeinu teach me at Har Sinai, Rabbi Sai? Moshe Rabbeinu taught me a pasuk. Good. How do I know Rubo Kakula, Rabbi Sait? Moshe Rabbeinu taught me something we learned a few years ago, Rabbi Sait, in Maseches Sanhedrin. The source of following Rov in every area of Halacha. That you follow the majority. Right? Those that were here, remember the Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim we spent a long time on. But the facts are that the Gemara says that we follow the majority in a Beis Din. Even though all the Dayanim are not unanimous, we go based on the Rov, based on the Pasuk of what? In Parshas Mishpatim, Achrei Rabim Lahatos. We are noite, we make our leaning, our netiya, based on the majority. Majority rules! That's the mucker. The mucker of majority rules is from Mishpat. Okay? Try.
Says Chazal, and not only do you follow majority, but you also have a concept of the following. Rabbi Yisai, I don't like wine. Okay? You'll see on Purim that why I got the name One Shot Rabbi. Okay? Joe Klein Shlita. One Shot Rabbi. See, I have one cup of Asti and I'm already gone. And my kids could have more than me. I don't like drinking the whole cup. But what's the problem, Rabbi Yisai? Leila Seder, how much do you have to drink? What? That's true, you have to drink arba kovos. How much is each kos? So, that's Tosfos Shita in Arbi Pesachim, right? Tosfos is the beginning of Arbi Pesachim, Tzadik Tes Amud Beis, right? I'm not asking, I'm telling. But, what does the Rambam hold? Rambam holds you have to have the kos. But I don't want to have the whole kos. Oh, so the Rambam says you have to have Dalit kos, you should have the kos. But then there's this halacha that I could have the rov kos. But if I have to have the kos, and Rabbi said, maybe we'll talk Pesach time, what this machlekes tosis in the Rambam is based off of, Gaval de Gabriska Rav, to explain that machlekes. Rabbi Yisai, says the Rambam, I could have even rov kos. Why? And that's halacha of the Mishnah Berurah. Why? Why? Ruba kukul. Once I have rov, majority of the kos, now it's as if I drank all of it. How does the Rambam know that? Tells Reb Chaim, same pasuk. Parsh Mishpatim, Acharav Nahatos. Now, Rabbi Yisai, if you're a machmir, and if you want to do everything lechatchila, I'm going to tell you that the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Bach that Ruba Kukula is only b'di'evit, and lechatchila you should really have the whole kos. But l'alacha, anyone who's going to tell you that you can't have the rov is not correct. Ruba Kukula. That's the halacha. So if I just don't want to drink the whole kos, I'm allowed to drink the rov. Fine. If I want to be machmir, again, it's a chumra al pi chumra, because again, Tosfos Shita is that Revius is enough. Rambam Shita is that you need the kos, but again, I have the Ruba Kukula, so it's a chumra lechatchila within the Shitas of the Rambam. Fine. For Pesach. Suck the Archel and Air, let's apply that to Sukkah as well. What happened to Ruba Kukula? Let me have no halach l'mosh misinais about a tefach. You need three walls of your Sukkah. You know what? You don't have to tell me anything about my third wall, and I can know what? That this is good. You know why? Because this is 3. We'll get to there. And this is a little bit. What did I just have? I just created what? Rove of a dofen and Rubo Kukula tells me this is good. So 1 second. You know what got me to this halacha? You know how I learned this halacha? Not because of halacha l'mosh b'sinai that was taught to me on Tzad Sukkah Vavam Ebeis, but from where, Rabbi Yisai? Which parsha? Parsha Mishpatim. From Sanhedrin. Those that learn Sanhedrin can get to this conclusion, Zach the Archel and Air. I don't need Sukkah. Take this Gemara and throw it out the window. You're wasting my time, says the Archel and Air. Freck the Archel and Air. Yeah.
And why does it have to be an actual tefach? It'd be less than a tefach.
Yeah. Anything that would create more. Would create more rove dofen. Right? You'd have to make it 3.9999, whatever is going to be more than mechza. Right? Ruba Kukulo. Kaven de Kaimel and Mechol Malkum de Ruba Kukulo. Kenacher de Gamrin and Alacha Moshe Vesinai de Lavud. Once, I do need this Alacha Moshe Vesinai. What Alacha Moshe Vesinai do I need to get this Kasha off the ground, Rabbi Yisai? I need Lavud. He has to teach me Lavud. But once he taught me Lavud, Frek the Archlan Air, Linyan Mai Asi Hilchasa, what is Meisher Rabbeinu wasting his time, Morty, and telling me the Shlisha Safilu Tefach? Of course Shlisha Safilu Tefach. Intuitively I know that. The Pshita. I'd have loved the next of Karov, and now it's a majority. Boys, say, get ready for the Archlaner's answer. But before I give you the Archlaner's answer, I want to tell you that this answer of the Archlaner is a yesoid in the Chuvas Chasam Sofer, a yesoid in the Chuvas Dvar Avron, and in my opinion, it is a yesoid that comes up in Maseches Sanhedrin, and I'll tell you right now. And I'm going to put some Meir Mekoymus right now that I didn't want to bother you with Seder, but I think you should get all this down because it's a tremendous Yisai. Comes along with some Sefer and or a Chaim and some Kufmev. Yeah, Ezra.
Just go back to the difference. Why would, according to, you said that
you can't have two loafers according to the Ron, like in that chain.
Yeah, we're not going there. We're not going there. We saved Rabbi Akiva Eger. You can have two loafers for Sinai. Yeah.
But we're saying within that shot.
Yeah.
When did Akasha hear about using loafers and loafers for Sinai with Tepa?
You're not using it at the same time.
No, you're saying irrespective of the Aruch Lanier's question.
Yeah. You said that
no, I don't need one to say the other. No, even according to Rabbi Akiva Eger's version of the Ron, it's not that one gets off the ground because of the other. No. Zok the Chassam Sefer. That's a great kasher, by say. You'll have this, and every time you're going to daven mitzvah, you'll think about this Chassam Sefer from now on. Someone asks the Chassam Sefer, Ruba Kukula. You have Rove is like the all, right? So let's get seven guys to daven.
Doesn't apply by people.
Ruba Kukula. Why doesn't it apply to people? I have a Raya Brewer Rove applies by people. Give me a Raya that Rove applies by people, Rabbi Yisai. The Pasuk, not for Rabbi Mahatas, is Dayanim. It's Dayanim. It's the source of Ruba Kukula. Rabbi Yisai, how do you know Ruba Kukula? How does Reb Chaim explain that you know Ruba Kukula from Dayanim? We follow the majority, right? You need 23 Dayanim in order to kill, right? How many do you need to do capital punishment? 23 Dayanim, right? Yeah. Right? Now, you have 19, right? You have majority, right? Yeah? Good? You can't kill him. Why can't you kill him? Because the Torah said you need 23 to kill him. So Rubo Kukulo now tells you that now by you having 19, it's as if you have everything. That's what Reb Chaim explains there. That's Rubo Kukulo. So ask some safer. So why don't you say you have seven guys, Sheva Minyan, Gvala Kakash. I just really helped out a lot of struggling shuls. Right? We can get, he says some safer, I understand. You're going to tell me that seven doesn't work? It's not true. Because if a few guys are sleeping, if the meat is sleeping, we know that it works. So why do you need 10 guys? Just say Rubo Kukulo. Dr. Halig Chassam Sefer, the same exact Yisoid that the Aruch Lener says in Sukkah. But this is a Gemara. Everybody says, that's a Gushmak. This is the Mokker. Lefi Ani Asdaiti, Dr. Chassam Sefer. Loi Shayech Rubo Kukulo, Ela Mitoich Kulo. Yeah, Rabbi, you want to apply Dalet Kaisis? You can drink Rove Kos, because now you can say Rove out of the what? The Zach. What's the Zach, Rabbi Isai? The Kos, the Kulo. Now you can apply Rove Kulo. You don't apply Ruba Kakulo by what? By Shiurim. By measurements. By not a larger entity to say that I have Rove of that larger entity. Says the Chassam Sefer or Chaim Kuf Mem, that what? You need Rove of a larger entity. Dimi Sanhedrin Yalfin, Rabbi said, how does the Chassam Sefer know this? Because I have a Bezdin that is a larger entity, is a Kli, to say the Rav on it. Now that I have 19 out of the 23 Dayanim, but the meat is sitting there, now I can say, oh, the Rav is as if I have the entire entity there, the entire Bezdin there. Now that I have majority of the cup, I have as if I have the whole cup. Okay? Dr. Chassam Sefer. You could throw the meat on the rove and it's also when you have a minion. And also if you have three people sleeping, okay, so you can both bust on the rove because the whole entity is there. But if you only have seven guys in the tzibor, in the community, we can't have a minion. Can't be, because you need the whole entire entity. Ayin shamatim tzanachas, Rabbi Yisai. The same Yisoid is said by the Dvar Avram in Simin Beis in his is the Kovner Rav, Rabbi Yisai. This was the Spitz. This was the Gadol Ador, the Rav Moshe Feinstein, in the time of the World War II. The Dvar Avram, the Kovner Rav. The Dvar Avram brings a raya from Rashi in Yevamis and Daf Kuf Gimel that talks about the following idea. He says, and if you don't get this, Rabbi said, don't worry, I'm just giving another example for those of you that want to understand all the applications of this mahalach that the Aruch Lener is being machadish to us. So there is a halacha that if you have a beged that's tameh and you bring it into the house, it could be metameh. A beged of a metzayer could be metameh the entire house. What's the shear of the beged? 3x3, okay? If it's a matlis, that's 3x3, you bring it in, you're metameh the house. Zokt Rashi, even if you bring only 2/3 into the house, Rubo Kukulo, it's already metame the house. Okay? Good? But? It comes up in Sukkah, yeah. Says Rashi, says the Medayik Dvar Avram, what if you have a much larger beged, and
you have this dimension over here, and you bring in the two-thirds again over there of that dimension, you do not say Rubo Kukula. Understand? If I just had this alone, you would say Rubo Kukula and it's Metame the whole house. It just nailed the whole house. Now you tell me I have the exact same dimension, but what? What's the difference, Rabbi Isai? It's part of a larger what?
Beged.
But it is Rove of the Shear.
The Shear, but not Rove of the Beged.
Oh. Zok the Dvar of Rum. You see from Rashi, this you saw that what? Rubo Kukulo is not said by Shiurim, by measurements. Rubo Kukulo is only said by what? By entities. By items. By kosos. By bezdins. Rabbi Isai, one last application, let me just tell you. There's a Gemara that I was learning with my Oilam and my Shul. We have an Ian Shir in Sanhedrin, and we learned a Gemara on Daf Yudalad Mabez by Zakin Mamre. So the Gemara is talking about the fact that a Zakin Mamre is someone who rebels against the Bezdin Agol of Yerushalayim, and he starts teaching halachas against their psak. So the Gemara discusses what's the din if the Bezdin Hagadol bumps into the if the Zakin Mamre, the guy who's rebelling against the Bezdin Agadol, bumps into the Bezdin Agadol where? Outside of the Lishkas Kagazis, outside of their court. So the Rishonim discuss, wait a second, how many people did he bump into? Because the Gemara says he bumped into the entire Bezdin Agadol, the Kula. So the Rishonim asks, one second, there are many Rishonim that are of the opinion that a Zakim Mamri is put to death if he argues with the Bezdin Agadol, with the Ayin Aleph that sit in the Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Isai, even if he only argues with how much? Majority. If he goes up against majority of the Bezdin HaGadol, he's already Chayav Misa if he paskins against them. Right? So why does the Gemara say, ask the Rishonim, ask the Rabbeinu Yoina there in Sanhedrin on Daf Yudalad Amud Beis, why does the Gemara say that he had to bump into all of the Sanhedrin HaGadolah? Even if he didn't bump into all of the Sanhedrin Gedolah, if he was in the Sanhedrin Gedolah, it would be sufficient that he rebelled against how many? Rove. So let him bump into majority. Let him that only 50 of the Dayanim were there. So everybody said, you know what I thought the Teretz would be? And perhaps that's what the Rishonim are driving up. You don't say Rove there. It's only when the Rove is part of the entire Bezdin and all the Dayanim are there, could you apply Rove Kekulo? Rabbi Isai, the Chassam Sofer, the Dvar of Rome, they all answer this kasha. That's exactly what the answer is. Ruba Kekulu would not apply there. Ruba Kekulu is only applied where Achri Rabban Lahatos applies. By Dayanim. When you have Rove Dayanim out of the Kulo Bezdin, then you could apply Ruba Kekulu. When you have an entity like a kos. But if you have just Rove of a Shear, Rove of a measurement, it can't be. Says the Aruch Lanier, you want to know my riot to this? Rabbi Isai, there's no one who could argue with this Yisoid. It's the Kasha's Gavaldig Akasha, the Yisoid's a Gavaldig Yisoid. But once you hook onto this Yisoid, there's no one who could argue with this Yisoid. You want to know why? Because if somebody called me up and they told me, Rabbi, I don't want to eat too much matzah this year. How much do I have to eat, bottom line? So I tell him, Kazayis, okay, try to be machber, two kazayis, whatever, we can talk about that Pesach time again. Kazayis is the limited amount, mamish, shashat chak, kazayis. So the guy, the chacham, says to me, Rabbi, you remember a few weeks ago, Parshat Mishpatim? What about Rove Kazayis, Rubo Kukula? So what do I tell him? Oh my gosh, that's a great question. He's right, he's not a kofer. Rubo Kukulo. This is a great kasha. Rubo Kukulo. And the Shear is a Kazayis. What's the answer, Rabbi Isai? I don't have a Gemara to answer him. I don't know. Oh. I only know the answer from our Aruch Lanier. From our Shaila. From our Sugya. The Aruch Lanier says, implicit in the discussion of the Gemara, in the options of where the wall is going to be, in the fact that we're now going to walk away, and that Moshe Rabbeinu said a Meira Dekechidish Shlishis Afilu Tefach. Frek the Aruch Lener, what are you wasting my time for? Of course Shlishis Afilu Tefach. Why? Rubo Kukulo. No, implicit in the Gemara was the mucker for this entire Yisoid in Minyanim, in Kizesim, in all of the discussions in Matlis, in Begadim, in Tumah, in Mitzayra, a Yisoid, Rabbi Isai, a Yisoid, a Yisoid, is perhaps maybe the most important shir that we're learning this year. Because it's not only Nogea to hear, but the Sugya of the third wall in Sukkah tells us this idea of the Chassam Sofer, of the Aruch Lanier, of the Dvar of Ram, that what? You don't say Rubo Kukulo by measurements, by Shiurim. And therefore, I need Moshe Rabbeinu to be Mechadish to me, Shlishis Afilu Tefach, and I wouldn't have known this on my own.
Rabbi Isai, before we finish.
No. That is the Yisoy that comes out of our Gemara.
Can't use our Kula.
Right. And that's the Yisoy of the Aruch Lener, a Mayra Dika Yisoy. But the Gemara continues, Rabbi Isai, and things get very, very confusing. Amar Rav Yehuda. So, Dr. Yehuda, Sukkah Asuya Kamavui Sheira. What happens if the two walls are not adjacent one another? They're not Kamin Gam, like the starting point of the Sugya, that they're 90 degrees of one another. What happens if they are the picture? Everyone has a picture over here in their Gemaras, everybody say? They're like the picture Gimel. There are two walls that are on Mavli, Rabbi Yisai. Now, Rabbi Yisai, that picture is going to have ramifications not only here, but in Hilchos Shabbos. How do we differ between two walls that are adjacent as opposed to two walls that are across from each other? Think about it, Rabbi Yisai. In a Hilchos Rishus HaRabim, this is going to be more problematic. Why? Because the traffic can totally go through. It's not blocking any traffic as much as the two sides will be. So Gemara says, Va'oso tefach, so you could have a sukkah, ksheira, va'oso tefach, ma'amido l'cho ruach sheyirtza. So the Gemara starts off saying that fine, it's the same halacha, and you put the tefach wherever you want. Good? Says the Gemara, not so fast.
You mean like between the two walls?
What?
Between the two walls.
Yeah, exactly, within the two walls, exactly.
What?
We didn't say anything about Dalet yet. We're going to get Dalet. Doesn't sound like it. Yeah, right in the middle. Or on the side.
No, he's saying like smack in the middle, not in the
game. No?
Why would you put it in the middle?
Why can't you?
What are you supposed to say?
No, L'chor it has to be Keneged HaYotze. What, you have to put it adjacent to the wall? Does Rashi say?
You
can
do whatever way you want.
So Rashi says, Dahanami Karikil Chasan. Sounds like in that first day you could put it anywhere. But we're not going to stick with this day. Sok the Gemara, Rav Simon and Tamar of Yerushim Malevi, Omer, no, you can't even use a tefach. Over here, you have a problematic sukkah. Why do I have a problematic sukkah, Rabbi Isai? What's the fundamental premise of this Gemara? Because what? Because the walls are not what? No, the walls are not connected. The walls are not adjacent to each other. The walls are across from each other, which is much more lack of bias. So now, how do I make this more of a structure to enclose it more, Rabbi Isai? You can't just have a tefach. Now you need what? Now you need four tefachim. Osolo pas arba umashu. You have to have a little over a wall that's four. Right? Why? Because that's going to be majority of what? Majority of a seven tefachim wall. Okay? No loving on both sides. No, it's more than loving from the other. Umamido bepachos mishlosha samach ledofen. And where do I put it, Rabbi Isai? I put the four in change, which is rove of a dofen, within what? Three tefachim of one of the walls, and now what? I just have a what? I have a seven tefachim wall. Because through lavud, plus four and change, so now I have seven tefachim plus. Right? Right? Rashi says also pass. Maida pachos begimel samach ledoifin. Eitzel miktsoya pass arbat. Chachi amrinu lavud ikaz zayin tefachim aruch. Kedei sukkah ktana. We have the basic dimensions of a shear, of a doifin, of a sukkah, which is seven tefachim. Yeah. And any times you're within three tefachim, whether you're in Hilchos Shabbos of Ezra's question to make a Rishus Hayachid, or you're talking about Tzchach, or you're talking about walls, loved three tefachim is always going to help you. So the Gemara asks, Umayshna hosam de ka'amrit saget tefach shoycheg, Umayshna hosam de ka'amrit boi pasar ba. So the Gemara asks, why? What changed? Two walls. Shouldn't we always just need a tefach for the third wall? Why do we need a four tefachim wall over here? why'd you up the requirements over here in a real serious way? So the Gemara, very simple. Hasam de ikashtei defanos kil chasam. Over there we have two adjacent walls. Sagile betefach sheichi. So then I could what? Then I could what? Then I could rely on just one tefach. Hacha de lekashtei defanos here, that there's mamish an alleyway. And they're not adjacent at all, and they're not making, enclosing themselves at all, kamin gam. They're not connecting whatsoever. Iika pasar ba in iloiloi. There's no four tvachim wall, so you don't have a doifen, and you need what? The basics of a sukkah is what? You need to have two adjacent walls. That's what's called tfanas kil chasa. You need to have at least two walls that are kamin gam, so I could have that in two ways. Either those can be my original basic walls, like the beginning of the Gemara, or if I have a sukkah also kamavoi, then I'm going to need a pasdalid, which is rov of a dofen, that's going to create two adjacent walls. Good, excellent. So far, I'm not in heavy water. Comes along the Gemara, and I have no idea what's flying. Zacht Rava Amarava, the Eina Niteres Ella Bitzuras HaPesach. What does that mean? What did Rava just say? Anyone get up to this Gemara by saying in Seder? No, not yet. You got up to it, Jacob? Jacob, what? Shiner.
Yeah.
Sun and moon. That's what I remember from the Sosemis. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Shiner. What does he want to say? What does Rashi say?
It's saying that the tevet has to be in the form of a doorway, in the sense that you would have one post here, each one would be a half tefach, and then the top would also have a post.
Okay.
And that
excellent. Like Jacob, where do you live again?
Chicago.
Ooh. What's the psak about going walking? What's the nearest town to Skokie?
West
Rogers Park.
Yeah.
So isn't there a little bit of a tumult about walking
uh-huh.
from West Rogers to Skokie? Right. It's something yeah. like this, right? Where Reese was involved in it. Something. There's some. Uh-huh. Okay. Let's talk about the Erev in Chicago. Okay, that's a tchumen issue. Well, it's about how you measure the boundaries of a city. It's machlokes is Rabbi Shechter and Rabbi Willig, if you could walk to Riverdale on Shabbos. I don't remember exactly. One holds you can walk both ways, and the other one holds you can only walk one way, but you can't walk back. It's based on how you this is what I'm speaking in Boca the Shabbos about Tchumen. This is this week's parsha B'Shal. La'yetzei ish b'mkom v'yom haShabbos, you have an issue Tchumen. It's going to be the Chavura of Shabbos morning. So Rabbi Yisai, before we get to Tchumen, let's talk about the basics of this week's parsha, the Isser of Hoitzah. You can't carry from Rishis HaYachid to Rishis HaRavim. Okay? So how do we, with the exception of Brooklyn, maybe, Suffolk, how do we make in all of our communities Erevs? Ben, you don't hold or you do?
I don't.
You don't hold. You do? I think those are flat. So how do you deal with it? How do you do it, everybody say? What's the problem, everybody say? For me to carry from my house to the street, is an Isser what? Is it Oitzah, right? Is it Oitzah the Raisa, Rabbi Yisai? Yeah, it's if you put down, and you put on town down, you have to put it down on what? Not on a fire hydrant, but on a Mokum Dalit. Because if it's not a Mokum Dalit, it's not a Mokum. It's not a Mokum Chashu, right? So now I put it down on the street, right? Is that Isser the Raisa?
Where?
In the street. What do you think? Is this the Raisa? Anyone know about this?
Is it just a rabbi or a car?
That's what I'm asking you. That's exactly my question. It's a heavy loaded question, everybody say. This is the question when you learn Hilchos Erev. How do you judge our streets? Are they Rishis HaRabim? Are they a public thoroughfare? Or are they only rabbinic? Only on a level Durabana. 600,000 people. That's part of the debate. That's Machlokes Rashi, Rabbi Tam, and Erev. And Shabbos. Excellent. So if the basis of building an Erev, you got to make a major assumption. You got to hold like Shitas Rashi, and you got to be in an area that doesn't have 600,000 people. Or you got to not hold like Rav Moshe that holds 600,000 people, is 3 miles of 8 million people within that radius. But if you have some semblance of 600,000 people or a crazy thoroughfare, so then you can't start an Erev. That's why there are certain areas that it's debated if an Erev could be kosher there. That's the premise of making an Erev. What's the next step of making an Erev once you don't have that 600,000 people and you're assuming that it's not Rishis HaRabim D'Oraisa? What's the next step of making an Erev, what you say? How do I make that street into what? Into a private what? Domain. I can't carry it to a Carmelis either. midrabbanan. If it's rishus haram midrabbanan, even if there are no 600,000 people, I can't carry from my house to the street. So what do I have to do, Rabbi Yisai? I have to do exactly what Jacob just said. I have to make a wall around the entire town. How do I do that? What? You put strings on what? On poles. You take a pole like this. You put a string on top. And that's a wall. That's a wall, Rabbi Yisai. This will stop Kilayim. If there's two breeds of a plant that can't mix together, Rabbi Yisai, and they're on two sides of a Tzuras HaPesach, that will stop it. That's a mechitza. This is Tzuras HaPesach. Even though I could walk through this, I could see through this, it's see-through, that's halach. Okay? That's a Tzuras HaPesach. Tzuras HaPesach is kemechitza dami. Okay? That is how we create all of our errors. Now, you'll ask me, Rabbi, you don't have enough money for that. That's going to be very expensive. I'm going to go around my entire town and build thickened poles. Not only will it get knocked down everywhere, but I don't have the cash for that. Right? So what do I do, Rabbi Yisai? So I use the telephone poles. But here's what gets complicated. Which telephone poles can I use? Which telephone poles can I use? This Tzuras HaPesach can't just be any wire that's found on a pole. You gotta look carefully. What?
Has to be over the top.
Oh, over the top. You check the air in TNA?
I used to.
Excellent. You have to find poles, and it's not easy. You have to find and first of all, by the way, there's some poles from that hold that you can't rely on a telephone pole. Why? Because it wasn't built for this purpose. It was built by the telephone company. We are makel about that. Chazanish is makel about that. Chazanish proves from Rashi and Ervin that that's not the case. And against those machmirim that held that you can't use something that wasn't built for that purpose. We hold that even if a guy built a Tzuras HaPesach for another reason, we can use it. But there's the complicated question. You got to make sure that it's over the top. If this wire is not on top of the other poles, it's a puzzle. It's not a Tzuras HaPesach.
Puzzle. What do you mean by on top?
See that this is on top of this? Imagine there was a break like this, okay? See how it's on top? That's on top. If you don't find telephone poles like that, you can have as many telephone poles in your community, you can't make an error. Unless in some way, shape, or form you can envision that it's on top.
They each have to be a majority.
Everything. It's got to be on top. That's not a Tzuras HaPesach.
Even if it's within 312?
It's got to be on top. It could be on top with a major break, as long as this is 10 tefachim.
Okay.
But it's got to be on top of this. Okay? If you make a Tzuras HaPesach, you have telephone poles, you look. Now you look in all your telephone poles. Your telephone poles is like this, that's more complicated. Okay? Now there might be a way to vision this to be on top of this and not on top of this, and maybe that's still good. That's a chiddush called tachuf. That's a sugya on its own, and we're not learning Erevin right now. What? You could put a lechi on the bottom, but what do you have to make sure if you put that lechi on the bottom? You gotta, how do you do that? Sometimes you gotta take a light. You gotta make sure to aim it and see and make sure. And back in the days, they used to do what? Fishing rope. They used to throw it over on top of the thing. Does it come right back down at that same point? Is it directly over the top? Very complicated. Not easy to make an error, we'll say. That's a Tzuras HaPesach. Kona mikan, the kona mikan, the kona al gabeh. That's a Tzuras HaPesach. What does Rava say? Tzuras HaPesach. Tzuras HaPesach is a mechitza. Tzuras HaPesach makes Erevin. Tzuras HaPesach can make you, can now allow you to carry down Causeway in Lawrence. Gevaldik. Gevaldik. Says Rava, your third wall better have a what, Jacob? Tzuras HaPesach.
What would that look like?
What? Did anyone hear what I just said? Your third wall needs a Tzuras HaPesach? What? Rabbi, you just wasted the entire shiur talking about a tefach. You know why? Because Rava in a second is going to tell me that I can't just have a tefach. But I need a what? I need a massive Erevin over here. I need a wall. I need a real bona fide Tzuras HaPesach that's kemechitza damya. You need to put that same effort that you put in every Friday when you check the Erev. When you're making this third wall of the Sukkah. Who needs Moshe Rabbeinu's Kiddush?
of Shlishas Afilu Tefach. And Rabbi Sai, the Tefach's not necessary. The Tefach's a waste of time. I'm sorry. You might call me that I wasted all your time, Rabbi Sai. But Rabbi Sai, you need a real bona fide mechitza. A shtak mechitza. And if it's not al-gabav, it's not going to be good. And it's got to have a pull over here, a pull over here, a pull over here. So what did you waste my time with, Rabbi Sai? Rabbi Sai, not only did what did I waste your time with, what did who waste your time with? Let's go back to the Aruch Lanier's type of kashas. Who are we going to point our kashas against? Starts with a mem and ends with a hey.
Moshe.
Good. Shkoyach. Thank you. We got one. What is Moshe Rabbeinu telling me? If I need an Atzuris HaPesach at the end of the day, that Tefach's not going to help me whatsoever. If I say Atzuris HaPesach is a din in Kol HaTorah Kula, that is like a mechitza gemura damyan. I am lost. So if anyone doesn't understand what I'm talking about, you are in great company because I don't understand myself. And we need to understand what Rav is doing. We need to analyze the Rishonim on Rava. We need to put everything in perspective. And at the end of the day, remember that there was a Chiddush of Moshe Rabbeinu from Sinai that talked about a Tefach, and I have no idea what that Chiddush is. But Rabbi Yisai, what comes out of today is the Sugya of Rubo Kekulo that has unbelievable ramifications in Shiurim, in Minyanim, in Atoma Batara, that comes out of the basis of our